He is doing that, Puri Maharaj. He is fasting, full fasting, Ekadashi. And Krishna Saran was his associates. Then he also fasting, whole day without water. And next day, up to 12 o'clock, I told Maharaj, Puri Maharaj, you take something. Oh Baba, I am habituated. Oh Baba, I am habituated. And it is true. He is passing 100 years. Then it is depending upon person. Everyone cannot do. But how much necessity, that is necessity to know. It is not too much necessity. Otherwise we must blame to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We must blame to 4 kg of milk every day he is eating. Maybe Ekadashi or Dhadashi. But 4 kg milk must be. Prabhupada Thakur, he is eating something. And his so many disciples, I have seen, they are all his highly qualified disciples. And they are taking Ekadashi day. Everyone, almost everyone, and one, two, maybe very, very much attached with that rules and regulations. They are maybe following sometimes. Then you cannot reject anyone. Everyone has some position, everyone has some quality, qualification, and highly qualified they are. Whom I know all the top, because they are coming to Guru Maharaj and I am serving them. Then I know everything about their food, about their sleeping style, everything I know. And when Gurudev not present in human form, I am telling about my own self. In human form, my Gurudev not in front of me, but I am always getting his association. Where I am going, I am feeling his presence. And his mercy, I am seeing everywhere, overflowed. Through me, so many conditioned souls, they are getting connection in the line of Krishna consciousness. But I am thinking that it is not my property, it is property of my Guru Maharaj, and by his mercy, they are coming in the line of Krishna consciousness. Always I am participating with his pastimes as a servant. I am seated in the chair of Guru, but I am not feeling I am Guru. I am feeling I am servitor of my Guru Maharaj, and my Guru Maharaj in the form of my disciples, my friends, and everywhere his presence I feel. And this type of teachings necessary to get. If direct from Guru we will get, that is very good. And if not, association of the Vaishnava, we must get this type of teachings and feelings. And also, so many books, not only the scriptural book, Srila Guru Maharaj's book, Srila Prabhupada's book, my book, and Saraswati Thakur's many books, and from Gaudiya many teachings book come out in this mundane world for benefit of the conditioned souls. We will try to understand, we will try to read it. Several languages, it's published. Maybe your language is Spanish. Then in Spanish language also so many book published, And from Ashram Maharaj, from Tijuana, there are also so many books come. And take association direct to the Vaishnavas. And when you will get association of me, I am always try to serve you. And you must feel, I am your dear friend, I am your worshipable Lord, and I am your very nearest ki bhakti kaye sang gurudev atma. I am your life and life's goal. This way, if you think, you must be benefited. I am not thinking that about you. I am thinking you are the servitor of my Guru Maharaj. This is the perceptual line, like telescopic system. In the telescope, inside there are so many lenses. I am one of the lens of that, in front of you. Hare Krishna.
I have another question. What are you expecting from me?
What are you expecting from him as your disciple? What do you want from him?
Always he will serve, always he will chant as possible by you without offense the Maha Mantra and try to serve the Guru Gauranga, Gandharvika, Girihari, the form of Guru. Not only your own Gurudev and other also Siksha Guru in front of you, you will try to serve them and Vaishnava Seva you can do. When you will get opportunity, you will not lose that opportunity to do Guru Gauranga, Gandharva, Govinda Sundar Seva. At least this process given in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Sravan Kirtan. Try to hear from the Vaishnava, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and chant the glories of Lord and Guru Vaishnava. The Sravan Kirtan. And remember, always remember your spiritual situation, spiritual life. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. You know this sloka? There is nine kind of activity in bhakti yoga, you try to practice that, you must be benefited. Hare Krishna. I am very happy that you all, the offering flower to the Lord, present here.
Flower offerings
to the Lord. And always you are giving your service to Lord and trying to remember Sri Krishna and trying to practice Krishna consciousness. When I am coming here feeling more happiness when we are gathered here and trying to hear the glories of Lord, glories of the Guru, glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, glories of Radha Krishna. And it is no doubt very good fortune in this age of Kali Yuga you are connected with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the supreme mantra, all mantra the best, written in the scriptures. We believe that fully its manifestation we will see. Then our everything necessity will be fulfilled divine way if we will try to connect ourselves with Krishna consciousness. Different type of religion in this mundane world we will see as religion. But religion of the jiva soul, that only one, like waters have some religion, fires have some religion. Religions form like that. The devotees have religion, he must be attracted with his divine Lord. This is clean position of the devotee, must be. We are not at present very clean, and for that we are suffering. But when our existence will be clean from the illusory environment, only one thing we will feel and we will see and we will do, that is service to Krishna, association of Krishna, and the staying with our Lord Krishna. So fortunate in this age who have got it through transcendental vibration form of Lord. It is called in Sanskrit Sabda Brahma. Brahma, he is full divine conscious form with the potency and he is autocrat and he can manifest as he like anywhere, anywhere, anytime. And in this age of Kali Yuga, his manifestation descending from the transcendental abode through Guru Parampara, we can see that is Shabda Brahma. And that is called Mahamantra. Another way, it is telling Tarak Brahmanam, who can rescue from the very down level to higher plane, the conditioned soul. That type of form, divine form, divine vibration form of Lord, that is called Tarak Brahmanam. And that is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Written in the scripture, everywhere it is, the Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. In this age of Kali Yuga, no other alternative. Karo Nastevo, Nastevo, Nastevo Gatirunnatha. And side by side we can see the, all the religion, they are also chanting holy name of their Lord. But here, manifestation of Lord Krishna, it is full-fledged with five kind of relationships. Then we must be superbly benefited if we will try to get that association of Shabda Brahma, the Hari Nam Sankirtan. This is our life's goal. And we are preaching this all over the world. And we are very happy to see that. Now all over the world it is overflowed and manifestation everywhere we are seeing this Mahamantra. If you go in Russia, in some way in Russia, they are also to see you, they will say, oh, the Hare Krishna people going. If you go South America, there also people will say Hare Krishna. This Hare Krishna, this Mahamantra, now overflowed everywhere. But some people done something nonsense and something bad feelings also must come, and it is work of Maya. Maya Devi always trying to hide
trying to hide our wealth, you can say.
Yes. Wealthy?
Wealth, riches,
wealth,
treasure.
Yes. Then Maya's work, Maya will do. Initially, environment always will try to make some chaos and fog. And we cannot see the path of life. That way some disturbance may come anywhere, and it is natural. And we are fighting with Maya, but we cannot fight with Maya, no doubt. But when we are getting some strength, spiritual strength from Guru Vaishnava, we must can cross over the ocean of Maya. Today or tomorrow, time is not factor, but result must come to us. Because one is positive power and another is negative power. The positive power always positive, and when we connected our own self with positive world, connecting our own self with positive world, we must get the result. Here is no doubt, but without offense, if we can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, immediate action will come to us, we can feel it. Otherwise it will be little later. But not to be frustrated and keep your faith, you must benefit it. This is our scripture said. কিন্তু যে হু ইজ চ্যান্টিং দ্য হোলি নেম উইদাউট অফেন্স হি ইজ গেটিং রেজাল্ট ভেরি কুইক অ্যান্ড হু ক্যানট ডু দ্যাট হি ইজ গেটিং রেজাল্ট লিটল লেট ন ফল জনক শীঘ্রম এব অত্র বিপ্র রেজাল্ট নট কমিং কুইক টু সি দ্যাট নট টু বি হোপলেস অ্যান্ড নট টু বি ফ্রাস্ট্রেটেড It must come, this hope you can keep and proceed without offense to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you must be happy. Another any question you have?
I have one question.
Yes, Prabhu.
When some individuals, they have some negative opinion of the philosophy, and they're saying, like you were saying, oh, Hare Krishna people, you know, they're getting some benefit even because they are saying these words?
Sometimes they are getting some benefit. It's written in the scriptures, ye saṅkirtaṁ pārihaṣyaṁ bā stovam helanam eva bā vaikuntha nāma grahanam aseśāga haraṁ vidu. Sometimes, not with the śraddha, not with honor, they are taking that name. Also that's sometimes becoming namabhas. And when it is becoming namabhas, they will get some result. They cannot spell properly, maybe. Ram and Mora, this word,
they cannot pronounce properly.
Pronounce properly Ram and Mora. Mora Ramo, Mora Ramo, Mora Ramo, it will come to Ram. Like this. This happened in Valmiki Ramayana when Valmiki was a very sinful man. But he cannot spell Ram. Cannot pronounce Ram. Then Narada said, what is this? And he told, it is Mora. Mora means dead body. Narada shown some dead body to that Valmiki, what is this? And he told, it is Mora. And Narada told to Valmiki, you do japa Mora. And then Mora become Ram in front of Valmiki. What is reality? If we will think, then reality existing within transcendental world. And we are also transcendental form. We are not this body. We, if we think, we must, can feel that we are not this body. We are seeing in front of us many dead bodies. Inside there was something, spirit like that, and that spirit calls transcendental body, form. Then we, if we will try to differentiate with this environment, from transcendental and material, if we will
discriminate,
we will understand. If we will think seriously and we'll try to know seriously, but we are not so serious, and why? That is our lifestyle here, and that not giving us serious position. But when we will get some good association who is thinking about this material and transcendental world situation, that type of person's association, some influence will come to us and we will feel it and we will think about that. Now you are present all here, at least your mind want to know what is what, what is the material, what is transcendental, what is jiva soul, what is bhakti, what is karma, what is jnana. Some question always with you, and for that you are present here. It is by discussion, by association, by service, it will reveal to you. Then, anyway, if we will try to realize, we must be benefited. Realization is necessary. This self-realization, that called self-realization, atmanam vidhi, it is in Sanskrit, in Upanishad said, atmanam vidhi, try to understand your own self. Who are you? Why you are living in this body and in front of many, why they are in that body? And when little fortune comes and it will grow more, then your feelings also will come inside. When inside feeling you will get, you must feel, and more question will come to you, and searching tendency will come to you. And Sanatana Goswami said finally, je ke ami keno more jare trapotroy, iha ami nahi jani koi chehit hoy, sadya sadhan tattva kahite na jani kripa kori sab tattva kaho tapani. Sanatana Goswami asked to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who I am and why I am within this environment, and what is my super benefit of life, and which way I shall get it. This type of realization and question will come to the conditioned souls, and they will search it. And when real searcher will get a real master, both will be satisfied.
Srila Govinda Maharaj?
Yes.
How can we keep our enthusiasm up in spiritual life? Sometimes we get a little bit discouraged, one reason or another. How can we best keep our enthusiasm strong?
If we follow the direction of Srimad Mahaprabhu, then our feelings will come. Feelings will be enriched with humility and tolerance.
and giving honor to others, and more searching spirit will increase the insight of mind. And if that time we will get proper association of the servant of Lord called Sadhu or Guru or Vaishnav, by their grace, enthusiasm will increase more and more. They are always giving hope, not making hopeless. Any situation come in front of me, any offensive can do, but they are always giving some hope and giving some service to the Lord, and enthusiasm will grow through their association. The association is the best for the concentrated home to get more enthusiasm for our practicing life. But side by side, this quality and qualification necessary to get within us the humility. Without humility, we not will get from others anything. Without tolerance, we cannot be benefited. And without giving honor to others, we always will be disturbed. Then three things, if we will try to cultivate within our own self, a quick result will come to us. What you have, that is your property. And what I have, that is my property. But I want to increase my property, then I will search to you what is more you have. This way, some tendency will grow through that quality. And this is the best process to get good association, but not will make us frustrated. And abhiman, that is ego, that is very bad thing. Ego destroying so many things. And ego will go down if that three quality will increase and cultivate within us. Then ego will go down. And ego destroying many things, I am seeing. Now what shall I do? I only can give advice. And if they will follow me, they must be benefited. But ego is very dangerous for everyone. To leave ego, that's also more difficult.
Maharaj, how can we recognize when we're suffering from false ego? How can we see ourselves under that influence? What tips us off?
How do we know when we are suffering from our false ego?
We know we're suffering, but how do we know we're displaying a false ego?
If we are under false ego, how will we recognize that we are being influenced by false ego?
How do we differentiate pride from humility?
It is only possible through realization. Yes, someone told this is the good. And my ego do not want to give that chance to him. But that time, if we will try to realize what he said, how much they are positive, beneficial, and how much negative, opposition. This way, if we try to understand, then we will be control our ego. We will can control our ego. And no other way, because we established our own self within that egoist position. When we grow, from that time, we already chosen our path, and that established within egoist mountain. Then only realization can make it, this realization can solve this problem. And that realization when come with me, that is the best. Otherwise, if I have some faith to someone, personality, we can go to him, whom I consider superior than me.